The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Now, Curtis, do you know the song?
Yes.
Do you know who sings it?
I don't know who sings the cover, but I know who sings the original version.
Who sang the original?
I believe it was the Bee Gees.
Ed, is he correct?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not Adam. I mean, Andy.
Now, this version here was sent to us by the Fat Man himself.
Square number 3000.
That's right. That was the
Big Fatty!
Big Fatty sent us this cover of How Deep Is Your Love, which is some...
You know how ironic this is? You know where he's at this weekend? He's at the Horror Hotel.
Is he at the Horror Hotel? No. Oh, I just got it. How Deep Is Your Love? It is... All I'm picturing
that's
now is...
That's what he says. How deep is your love? Yeah.
I will say that this is by Take That.
Oh, Take That. Take That, Curtis.
Which is Robbie Williams' original group.
Yes.
That's right.
Before he got all, like, insane.
And if you get if you get a chance, Robbie Williams did a duet with one of his former singers.
Oh, yes.
And it's very homoerotic.
It is homoerotic. It's showed me that.
It's like Brokeback Mountain. Yeah. And, very homoerotic. I like it. It's a good song.
Yeah.
So this is How Deep Is Your Love. So, Bee Gees or Take That.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, I just got it. How deep is your love?
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2186 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 14th of June, 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all have got some voice letters, and hopefully I can catch up on telling you what we did in Fort Lauderdale. Big Fatty, that's getting old news. Wavers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you'll wave us today, because y'all, today is Flag Day. Big Fatty, who knew? I wonder if that Casey in Denver is doing some flagging today. Probably so. y'all, I am pre-recording today's little show, because y'all, the Nip is leaving on today, and and y'all, Monday night, we were scheduled to have dinner with mutual friends of ours, and y'all, I didn't think I'd have time to record the two I say Tuesday little show. Plus, Big Fatty, you got enough crap piled up, backed up. Big Fatty, you need to fiber more or something like that. You know, you're probably right. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Fatty, it's Ricky. It's weird because this is the second time I've called you in a week, I think, but I haven't heard my other call because it probably won't be played until the end of June or whatever. But hey, I was calling about the buy one, get one free for Publix. You know, I used to work for the public corporate offices, and then when you first started talking about the penny coupon, I was like, why the fuck don't we get a penny coupon? And I work here. So I went to the marketing department, and the reason they said that we don't get those type of promotions in Florida, when I lived there in Florida, is because Floridians are dedicated to Publix, so they know they're going to go there anyway, so they don't have to have any type of special for them. That outside of Florida, because they're trying to grow in other states, they offer those kinds of deals so people will actually go to their stores. So that's...
I didn't hang up on Big Ricky. Big Ricky, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Lovely, as always, to hear your voice. And you know, what you've said really kind of accentuates what's wrong. What's wrong with corporate America? Oh, you are so dedicated to us that we're going to screw you. Instead of, y'all, and why wouldn't you reward your dedicated customers? I mean, I understand trying to bring in new customers, but why wouldn't you reward the ones that that keep coming back to you? Big Ricky, we don't know. But anyway, Big Ricky, thank you so much for the insider's perspective. Big Ricky, the insider's perspective. Yes, Big Ricky.
Hello, Big Ricky. This is Scotty, your little Aussie battler. And I know I'm about 8 days behind on your little show, but I'm just ringing up about Larry Vader's ridiculous, stupid comment about something about you call and then you keep recording for a long time, but then it secretly cuts you off, but you don't know it's been cut off, but somehow he did know it had been cut off and just keeps going, but it's cut off, and then he's still calling you, but somehow when he goes home and calls you, it doesn't happen. I don't know, it's totally ridiculous. So what I have to say, oh yes, so you know how I have Canadian Netflix? Well, yes, from my old housemate who's moved out, thank goodness, and luckily he left his Canadian Netflix behind. Well, I realize it's Canadian Netflix and it's probably only half as good as the real American Netflix, like everything else in Canada, but here's my question. I've got to ask you.
McFadden, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, McFadden?
Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the future. It is from that little Aussie battler, Scotty. Scotty, what's your question?
Can I get Bates Motel on Canadian Netflix? Okay, Big Fatty. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is the little Aussie battler. And y'all, he'll be doing his Pride 48 little show on Saturday night at 7 p.m. in the evening Eastern. Scotty, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice, and this is an excellent question. And you've come to the right source. You know, I'm so glad you would not have gone to the Turniped or Mr. Mike or the Faye Driver, because you know what the hell would they know about Canadian Netflix. But anyway, Scotty, I went on there's something you may not know about. It is a connective series of wires and tubes, and I found on the inner tubes that the Bates Motel for 2015 is available on the Netflix Canada. So if you're just Big Fatty, should this have been a technology question? Well, I don't know if it should have been or not. But anyway, Scotty, it appears that at least that season of it, the 2015 season of it, is available on the Netflix. Big Fatty, you can't even talk. I'm a Mexican.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hannah. I know, it's been a month of Sundays. The reason I was calling is I'm putting a call out in hope that maybe someone in the listeners wants to do a show on next weekend for Pride 48, but didn't want to carry a show by themselves. I'm looking potentially for a co-host, and I was hoping maybe somebody out there would want to do a show with me on next Saturday. So if anyone out there wants to do one, please let Big Fatty know so he can let me know. I would be greatly appreciative, and we'll see what we can work out. I hope all is well. Love everyone, and take care. Bye.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is Princess Hannah, and Princess Hannah, it has been. It has been a month of Sundays since we've heard from you, and I hope all is well with you also. Princess Hana is doing her little show this coming Saturday at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, Eastern Daylight Time. That is the only time zone that matters. It's an opportunity for some of you that may want to dip your toe, into being on a little show, or somebody who's doesn't have a whole lot of time to put into producing a little show or their own little show. Y'all, it's a chance for you to be on the Pride 48. So, y'all, if you're interested in co-hosting with Princess Hana, I know she would appreciate it. And Princess Hana, if all else fails, get the boy genius to sit down with Big Freddy. That would be a lovely idea. Yes, Big Freddy. Big Freddy, I thought you already did the weekend. I did, but this is about the Fort Leather. Oh, Big Freddy, you better hurry up and do that before you forget it all. It's true. Y'all, I'm going to try to finish up on the Fort Leatherdale trip. So, y'all, I'm just looking at my list here. I think the last time I was speaking about Fort Leatherdale, we had talked about going shopping at the Leather Works, and it was a lovely shopping trip, and y'all, then we just kind of did this was on Friday. We did kind of a riding tour of the Wilton Manors. Big Freddy, they abbreviate that and call it Wilma. It's true, y'all. It's Wilma instead of Wilton Manors. So I think that's kind of cute. We came back to the Inn Leather. And we had a quiet afternoon. You know, the Germans were there. Y'all, I think they were doing the crystal methany. Y'all then on Friday night, y'all, we went to the Ramrod. We went to the Ramrod. It's the Leather Bar there in Fort Leatherdale. And y'all, one of the former bartenders Connections had moved down to Fort Leatherdale, and y'all, he was sitting there at the bar. So we talked to him for a little bit, and he introduced us to his favorite bartenders who made a quite a manly drink for us. And y'all, then they have a little store in the Ramrod. The Leatherworks has a little satellite store there. And y'all, this friend of ours, his cousin was running the store that evening, and he introduced Durwood and Granny and I to him. And y'all, he evidently gets a discount there. So he asked his cousin, our former bartender, asked his cousin to pass along the discount to us. Well, y'all, we had an opportunity to do a little shopping, and this guy running the store, y'all, it's a different world down there in Fort Leatherdale, because y'all, there was some humpity bumpity and bobo honking and all kinds of fittings, and just Big Freddy was like watching a pone. It was, and needless to say, Durwood bought a couple of things, especially he was looking for what did he go looking for? Oh, he wanted did he get the suspenders there? I think he did. he got a pair of leather suspenders, and then some sort of vibrating glove. Big McFadden, the vibrating glove. Yes, McFadden, that's the glove of love. It's true. And then there was some sort of other kind of contraption that went around his junk. McFadden. There were fittings for all that. And y'all, it was just lovely. Got the coupon on top of that. And y'all, then after that, we had a couple of drinks, and y'all, we went to one of the bathhouses there in Fort Lauderdale, the clubhouse too, and y'all, it was kind of a so-so night there. It wasn't great, but it wasn't terrible, and we did that, and then we went on back to the in Leather, and y'all decided to do a late night swim, and y'all, we were in the pool, and y'all, maybe it was the Jack Daniels, but y'all, Granny started doing this water ballet. Y'all, he was doing the synchronized swimming, and y'all, there's nothing worse than a naked granny. Daddy, you're right. Just stop right there. There's nothing worse than a naked granny doing water ballet and throwing his legs up in the air. Daddy, it just gets worse. And spreading them up. Daddy, vulgar. Then coming up and doing his hands like a big old drag queen or whatever. Big fatty. Anyway, y'all, it was something to behold. It was just something to behold. Big fatty, I'm glad you beheld it instead of us. And we got up on Saturday, and y'all, they were having a big party at the End Leather on Saturday, and y'all, so we got up and we went and had our brufkas with Georgina, or Georgianne, as Granny called her, and y'all, she's just a hoot, and then we came back, and y'all, during we were having a little cup of coffee before we went to see Georgina, and y'all, Granny was talking, and all of a sudden you'd hear this. And y'all, Granny was, and then Granny just shouted out, "Who's telling me to shut up?" And y'all, it was this bird. And every time Granny would start talking, the bird would go, "Meow, meow." Like, and Granny thought the bird was saying, "Shut up" to him. And y'all, if I could have found that bird, I would have paid him a good cash money from the ATM machine for telling Granny to shut up. Granny, the old shut up bird. But y'all, we got so tickled at Granny thinking that someone was yelling at him to shut up when it was the shut up bird. I have to go back. I have to go back on, No, I don't. That was on Sunday. Is that Sunday or Saturday? I don't remember. We'll say it was Sunday. Yo, by the way, I am not going to finish telling you about Fort Lauderdale. Big Freddy, that's okay. We got plenty of time this week. You've got extra shows with Pride 48. Yes! Oh, dear gosh, Big Fatty, the music hadn't started yet. Let's try that again. Oh, dear gosh, Big Fatty, much better. Don't anticipate. Okay, and y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Don't forget, Big Fatty's going to be host of Pride 48 this weekend. Kickoff show starts at 8:30 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time, and then we'll do his show at 9 p.m. in the evening. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at It's All About Meh. It's All About Meh. And y'all, that was Mark and Ed and Curtis, and they're not going to do a little show. What are you doing instead?
Oh, I just got it. How deep is your love?
Oh, Big Freddy, they're going to be doing a puppet show. I wonder which one's the puppet.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.